Today, we're going to present you our results, and it's end of project presentation, and we hope this presentation could be helpful in enhancing our UCL career service in the future for our future cohorts. And so the case study is known as the Career Support for Undergraduates Engagement with Services. And today the presentation will be presented by me and then Chloe. And also we'd like to thank you, thank again for UCL Changemakers for funding us in this project.
We hope that our study can include more students' voices and help them to improve the employability and also their overall university experience by providing more tailored career services.
So why did we focus on our cohort in BSc Psychology with Education students? So previous literature mostly focused on STEM subjects and then students who are doing business studies, for example, and less studies focused on students in our project, such as psychology and other humanities subjects. Moreover, according to our internal data from UCL Career Services in 2021, our department has a lower engagement rate in student engagement rate in career services comparing to the average level of UCL, even though we are generally higher than the engagement rate of BioE, but we're still in a lower level of engagement rate. Therefore, we want to research on our cohort. We would like to seek for answers why students in all year groups of our degree are engaged, how do they engage with the career resources offered by UCL. We hypothesize that engagement rate level could be altered by a proactive personality. And as Chloe said just now, other personal characteristics of different students. For example, their perceived employability, AKA the sense of their security of getting a job. And previous literature also indicated that age could have a positive relationship to the perceived employability, which could therefore decrease the engagement level. Therefore, we predict that different year groups of our degree, the students will have a different engagement rate according to their year group.
And the second research question is, what do our degree students believe are the important employability factors? And the final research question is, what do psychology with education students expect from the university career services provided in the future? We overall have 28 students from BSc Psychology with Education, and they took part in 10 online focus group sessions with us during February and March. Then we conducted our data analysis independently and then submitted our final project and do the current presentation.
So here are some close-ended data. Year three participants indicated a very high level of engagement rate. So 100% of our year three participants indicated that they have engaged with career services events, followed by year two students and year one participants. Surprisingly, the participants' confidence level of achieving their career goal was actually leading by year two students, and year three students had the lowest confidence score of thinking of achieving their career goal or career target. We'll go into details with the summarized themes and illustrating the reasons behind these data. Most principal one is professionalism of the events, followed by stage of life of students, interpersonal factors, cultural factors, students' personality, and their personal characteristics such as self-efficacy. I'm going to go into detail with the three most common ones. So first one, the most common mentioned theme was the professionalism. So professionalism actually could be divided into two sub-themes, which are event quality and event promotion. So most students indicated that they wish to see more personalized content during the career events. In contrast, some of them mentioned that there could be too many general content in the current events. For example, some pointed out that the events could be applying the same PowerPoint every time when there's a general introduction to, for example, CV, how to build up a CV or how to find a job or how to find an internship in the UK. And they might need more specific or more personalized direction to that. Also, some students pointed out that in some of the UCL career services and appointments, there could be a lack of guidance. For example, in a UCL CV career appointment, the one-to-one appointment, many students indicated that they are the ones who need to ask questions instead of they wish to see more tutoring or more guidance or even more feedbacks from the staff members from the UCL career services instead of making them to think of questions to ask them, as they could be quite confused about planning their CV or planning their career path, so they wish to see more guidance. In terms of the event promotion, many participants mentioned about they wish to see more promotions from their personal tutors. Many students also mentioned about, in terms of the event promotion, they're seeing too many amounts of emails sending to them every day, and that could be quite distracting for them to focus on the important information they need to see for the event promotion. Instead, the overwhelming amount of emails could make them reluctant to check their email boxes, which could decrease the engagement level. The second theme is about stage of life. So this one is very mainly aligned to the students' personal plannings. Many year one students surprisingly indicated that they don't want to think about career yet. Instead, they wish to focus on their grades or their course level assignments. And some year two students indicated that they have alternative resources outside UCL. Therefore, they might not engage with the UCL resources or UCL services. Some year three participants mentioned to us about there could be a high or low seasons of engaging with the career services. For example, year three students, they have a higher engagement level comparing to the rest of the year groups, could be due to they have to apply for a master's or apply to a job after they graduate. Therefore, there could be a high demand of them to engage with career, to seek for help from to help them with the career services. Therefore, the need of year three students to engage with the career services is higher comparing to the rest of the year groups. Similarly, this applies to senior students and alumni as well. So if the career services or career events include the guest speaker from, for example, year three students or alumni that was graduated from our course, they're more willing to go just because they trust someone who are from the similar background or facing with the similar situation to themselves. Peer pressure was another sub-theme under the interpersonal factors as well. So many students indicated that peer anxiety could be, if there's too much peer anxiety, then that could hold them back from engaging with the career services. Whereas if there's moderate level of peer pressure or even peer suggestions, that could be a healthy one to promote them or to encourage them to engage with career services.
And the next part is about my research question. I have overall two research questions. For the first one, about important employability factors, I conclude overall five themes and several codes. According to this table, there are some similarities and differences according to the overall different year groups participants. You can see, for example, the top one employability factors is communication skills, and the third employability factors is subject relevant knowledge. For example, it's our psychological and educational module learnings knowledge and those skills. And there's also some difference, as the year one students commonly mention about the personal traits, for example, the self-confidence and empathy, but the year two and year three students didn't frequently mention this. They frequently talk about the work experience, while year one student didn't mention it frequently. Only two of year one participants talk about it. And I will explain two things in detail in the next page. The first one is career skills and experience. This one is commonly mentioned by all of year group students. And there is some suggestions for our students. The first is that we need to practice our career skills not only in the application seasons. As some participants, they mentioned that it is quite difficult to book the appointment during the application seasons, and there is a limited slots. So they also have this feeling that we need to start early so we can start practice those career skills early on. And the second suggestion is we need to be more active in networking with senior students in year two, year three, and with those alumni and other available resources in our department and outside our university as well. And for the faculty, it's quite important to enhance our year one students' awareness of work experience. There is such a big gap between their awareness during the year one and year two. So we can mention the work experience through the early stages. And it's also really important to help our students explore and cultivate their career interests. As our students say that they are worried about their future plan because they don't know there's what they can do in the future. They only know there's a limited pathway for this degree. So our faculty is quite important to guide our students to explore more potential and more career interests. And the next one is about the positive personality traits. And this one is not mentioned and not explicitly stated in the existing model, but previous researchers also talk about this personality trait. But alternatively, our faculty can explain the importance of personality traits to our students, that it is really important for your future employability and for you to find a job in future, and also teach our students to show more evidence on these positive personality traits during the CV and also during the interviews. Yes, and the next page is about the third research question. It is talking about the expectation about the future career support. And there are overall four themes and several codes. The most commonly one is the ways of introducing career support. For example, through the module page, through the email, and our students also talk about the one interesting way as integrating the career support with module learning. And for the next page, I will talk about the top five university career services introduced by the different year group students. You can see there's also some similarities and differences in the different year group student participants. For example, both year one and year two students frequently talk about alumni events, and the year one and year three students talk about the interactive workshops. The year two and year three students mainly talk about integrating career support with module learning. For our students, they have this sense that not only through the career events and career activities provided by our university help them improve their skills and knowledge, they appreciate that the module learning also help them gain those experience and skills through the teamworks and also through the presentation. So for the faculty, we can create more practical assignments as I just talked before, and also provide more placement and research opportunities for our department of students. And also we can introduce the talks with people from relevant industry to the seminar or to our lectures for our students to gain more real senses about what actually happened in this real industry. Our students, they have the sense that we need to reach out more to the personal tutors, but they may be afraid or don't know how to reach out to them. So faculty can help our students to talk about the more efficient way to writing the email or schedule the meeting with our personal tutor rather than waiting for the personal tutor to contact you. Yeah, so during this way, our faculty can then provide more individualized career support according your tutee's skills, knowledge, and personality traits, for example, and also can help our student to raise the career awareness at the early stage, for example, during the year one, not only in the year three, at the very end of our university, undergraduate university life. Yeah, and that's the end of our presentation. And thank you for listening.
For any questions, we welcome you to contact us. But just in case our email addresses are already expired, please send an email to our supervisor, Dr. Carrie Wong's email, for any feedbacks or suggestions. Thank you again for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye.